I think sometimes students don't think of teachers as like human beings. We just like, that's my teacher. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's the only role, you know, but teachers are human beings with their own problems and their own lives and their own insecurities and things like mm-hmm. that. And so I think sometimes students don't see that part of us because we try to hide it from them, right? Because our goal is to teach you.
I think that teachers do have lives. It's just that sometimes if they have problems, they may take it out on us. Like, if it's something in their outside life, why should they give us attitude? And we, as students, would really appreciate if teachers don't take their anger out on us. Because they are adults. So,
we're the kids.
And we're the kids. So, like, they should think about how we would feel, because they were teenagers before.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Lives You Never Knew About. Today I will be talking to you about the lives of teachers. Most of you think that teachers are either a friend to you or just an adult that comes to class, teaches, and gives us homeworks, but really it's not all about them. They have lives just like us.
I'm never fake. Every time I come in, every time I come into class, that's me. That's genuinely, authentically me as an individual. I don't want to pretend to put on a facade or a face of anything. I want to be authentic.
That was really nice from Yana and Nick, and these two were just an example of how teachers are here at Twilts. But just like us, they also go home after a teaching day really exhausted, and maybe even a little more. And that's how Caitlin explains her way.
Because at the end of a teaching day, I feel, it's not a bad thing, but I sometimes feel like empty, like I just am tired. But it's not a bad tired, it's just like I need to like plug myself back in and charge back up. And so it's not that I am like pulling my hair out or crying or something like that, it's just that I'm like, ooh, we're done, it's over. And I'll be more tired today because it's Thursday than I would be like on a Monday. Right, as the week goes on, it gets a little bit harder. But I think that's true for most people.
Yeah.
However, Emily's different. She either feels like she did everything according to her plans, or things didn't go as planned. She either would hope to do a better job, or she thinks she's done enough. Now let's hear what she said.
It depends. Like, there are some days where I walk out and I'm like, oh, that was awesome. I had such an incredible time. I love my students. And there are some days where I walk out and I'm like, oh, that didn't go how I wanted. I need to do it better for tomorrow. And then there are other days where I just am running through a list of things that I have to get done. And I'm feeling a little stressed out about it and anxious.
After listening to Caitlin's and Emily's perspective on how do they feel at the end of a teaching day, now you're going to listen to Ikram and Salma saying how do they feel when the teacher is in a bad mood, what do they do, and is it okay for the teachers to be in a mood or no?
I mean, well, here at Twilts, usually, because it's a really great environment and our teachers really do care, so I mean, I don't usually fake them, and some teachers ask Catherine last year, she used to tell us, like, if you guys are ever upset or anything, just tell me, so I don't, like, because I don't want to, like, bother you guys or anything.
Stress?
Yes. Yeah, of course, because, I mean, they're teachers and, like, they're humans as well. I mean, students are stressed because of homework, because of the amount of sleep they don't get. They're stressed. And I feel like if they are feeling that way, it's okay. Just, like, there's this anger called displacement where you displace your anger on, like, students, and I just hate that so much. If, like, you know when teachers tell us, if you guys have any problems, walk into the classroom and, like, leave it at the door. That's what I feel teachers should do as well, you get me?
And there you have it. I came with the conclusion that even though they are all teachers and students at Twilts, they all have different ideas about how they either want their students to be in class or how the students want their teachers to act. But lastly, I would like to thank Yana, Nick, Emily, and Caitlin for helping me in my podcast, as well as Ikram, Salma, Heba, and Patul. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.